You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Hopefully everyone had a fantastic week, and most importantly, found the time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is so important, because through prayer, we can talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. This is how we build a meaningful relationship with Him, and it's also through prayer that we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them. On today's show, our topic is how faith keeps us going. And we'll speak about how faith truly is an integral part of our lives. I will also be talking with Sean Marcel, the president and founder of Life Surge. And of course, we'll talk about prayer and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was putting our trust in Jesus and how, as Christians, our lives are always much better when we trust the Lord and let Him lead us to where He wants us to be. On today's show, our topic is how faith keeps us going. Most of us tend to go through each day really not thinking about our faith as anything more than believing in God and how when we need something, we want the Lord's help. But our faith is much more than that. Our faith begins with us accepting and believing in God the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. When we pray and when we invite the Lord in our hearts, as we should each and every day, we are energizing our faith, which is a sense of spiritual energy protecting us against the devil and his temptations, and allowing us to let the Lord lead us and guide us. And that's important, because we all have difficulties in our lives, and during those times, we typically reach out to Jesus through prayer and ask Him for His help. But while we are dealing with whatever challenges we are facing, and because we trust the Lord is there for us and will help, our faith is what keeps us going. Throughout each and every day, we have numerous times when we should thank the Lord for something that has happened, and as well as ask the Lord for help if we need to make that important choice or decision or have some other hurdle. When we do, it's our faith that keeps us going, believing that the Lord hears and answers our prayers. In the Bible, it says, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, "For nothing will be impossible with God." As Christians, we all believe in that verse. And when we ask Jesus to intervene when we are having difficult times, because we know that nothing is impossible for our God, it's our faith that keeps us going. Every day, Alice prays to the Lord, asking Him to bring her 18-year-old daughter home, who left abruptly after they had a huge argument. It's Alice's faith that keeps her going. Stan knows in his heart that his wife Lucy will survive her cancer treatments and prays for it every day. It's Stan's faith that keeps him going. Our belief in trusting our Lord is how our faith keeps us going. Keep the Lord in our hearts every day and our faith will be strong. And when it's strong, it's our faith that keeps us going through every day, every night, difficult times, challenging situations, and all that we are faced with. Understanding how faith keeps us going is another step in living life as a Christian. Our topic today is how faith keeps us going. As Christians, because we believe and trust our Lord, we usually turn to Him whenever we are faced with something difficult. That's because we have faith, and it's that faith that keeps us going. But we have to be careful, because we must keep that faith strong, and often, when we are worried about something, our faith can weaken, because we allow doubts and fears to take over. That's when the devil intervenes, because it's his opportunity to increase those doubts and fears because they pull us away from the Lord. We must keep our faith strong at all times, for when we do, it remains energized and will keep us going through whatever hard times we are facing. And remember to be thankful to our Lord for all we have. The first song I'm going to play today has a wonderful yet simple message. The song is called Say Thank You, Jesus. When I wrote this song, I thought of how easy it is for all of us to get caught up in our busy lives that we forget to thank Jesus throughout the day for all he does for us. Even the little things like getting us to work safely or a good report after the annual physical. Thanking Jesus throughout our day is something we should all get in the habit of. Please listen now to my song, Say Thank You, Jesus.
We have so much to be grateful for. Many times we should say thank you, Lord. We get caught up with our own lives, forgetting him and his sacrifice. We don't reach out, it's such a crime when we never take the time. For how you show us you care. With all you give and all you do for us, we should praise and worship you and say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus. We take for granted what we enjoy and do not see what we destroy. We start fresh and anew, with cluttered minds and not thinking of you. We don't reach out, it's such a crime when we never take the time. Start off each day with a thank you prayer. Say thank you, Jesus, for how you show us you care. Say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus. There comes a time for us to get it right. So reach out to him and you will see the light. A prayer a day is really all that you need to show your love and that you believe. Jesus.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Now I would like to introduce Sean Marcel, the president of LifeSurge, an organization that's been doing impactful work through live events across the United States. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
Art, I'm amazing. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you.
Well, we're glad you're on the program. Well, Sean, let's begin with you telling us about LifeSurge and the heart behind your organization's mission.
Absolutely. Art, the goal, the desire, the passion of LifeSurge is really to inspire, equip, and train people to surge their life God's way, really in their resources and their influence for the glory of God. We believe that God has given each of us gifts, talents, and abilities that he wants to anoint to bring to the marketplace for his glory.
Amen to that. Well, Sean, you yourself have an extraordinary background. Could you share what led you to step into the role of president of LifeSurge and how your own journey of faith has shaped your leadership?
Absolutely. Thank you for the question. You know, I actually spent over 22 years in full-time vocational ministry.
Wow.
So my whole context was the church and missions. And it wasn't until 2016 that I was introduced to the founder and the owner, Joe Johnson. And he was a real estate guy. And we were serving on a board together. And when I began to see and hear his heart and his passion for the marketplace, I began to just realize that we had the same calling. We just had different assignments. But that intrigue led me to work with Joe. And he told me from my first interview in that business that he had a mission to bring this message of that LifeSurge is bringing across the nation to God's people and to see the church mobilized to truly step into the marketplace, create and steward wealth for kingdom impact. And brother, I was hooked. I said, something inside me rose up. I just knew that we were going to partner together and work together. And it's been an amazing journey as we've seen God's faithfulness.
Well, that's a great story. Well, Sean, LifeSurge has touched thousands of people. Is there a story of transformation that stands out to you, especially when people question the balance between ministry and business?
Yeah, first, Art, I'll say there is no balance between ministry and business. Business is ministry. For the child of God, for the man or woman of God who has a calling on their life, that is their pulpit. That is their place to fulfill the Great Commission. But a lady named Denise comes to mind. She was a single mom at this point. Her husband had left her, and she was really stuck. And she came to LifeSurge really in despair. It was throughout the day that she began to have hope and vision. She began to dream again. And yet the problem was, through this nasty divorce she was going through, she had no resources. She couldn't even afford to come to our three-day training classes to even explore what could be next. Somehow a miracle took place. She was able to come to those classes, and she caught vision, and she began to step into continued education. I think she had resolved some issues and was able to get some money free to do that. Mm-hmm. Today, she's a successful trader in the stock world, and now she's actually forming her own nonprofit to help special needs kids because one of her children has special needs. And so not only has business changed her financial life, but it's also positioned her to make greater kingdom impact for people that are walking through the very thing she went through.
Well, that's a great story. Well, Sean, what's next for LifeSurge, and how can our listeners learn more about LifeSurge or get involved?
You know, LifeSurge is just getting started. We're going to be in cities across the nation. In fact, we'll have over 200,000 people live and in person this year at LifeSurge. And by the way, Art, we've seen over 21,000 people at LifeSurge give their hearts to Jesus since January of 2025. So they need to come out. People need to come check us out. If you go to www.lifesurge.com, we're going to be in a city near you. Go check it out. And please come out. I believe you'll listen. Here's what I know. You've never experienced anything like this. So you're going to have a great day. And I think it's going to be powerful.
Well, that was lifesurge.com. But once again, you've been listening to Sean Marcel, the president of LifeSurge. And Sean, thank you so much for joining us today on Let Go and Let God. Today's topic is how faith keeps us going. Faith really is an important part of our lives because we depend on it in so many ways. After all, it's our relationship with the Lord that keeps that faith strong. And the only way to build and maintain a relationship is through prayer. Learn to pray to Jesus at least once a day and open up to him with whatever is on our mind. Let him know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. pray to Jesus for others and for their needs. And when we pray to the Lord for whatever we are troubled with and we're asking for His help, do it respectfully. Never make it a demand. Also know that we cannot pray for something once, but as often as we can, and remember that the Lord works on His timeline, not ours, so it may be a while before our prayers are answered. And also know that our prayers may not be answered in the way we want, and that when this happens, it's because the Lord has something else in mind, and when He does, we almost always find ourselves in a better place, often some place we could have never imagined. When we do all of this, it's how our faith keeps us going. There is nothing more important than prayer, and it's prayer that lets us strengthen our faith every day. And as I said earlier, when we keep our faith strong, it's energized and gets us through all of our difficulties with confidence and a sense of peace and calm. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once a day and let our faith continue to grow and grow. Understanding the connection between prayer and faith is another part of living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Praise the Lord, O My Soul. We should all praise the Lord. Please listen now to my song, Praise the Lord, O My Soul.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, how faith keeps us going, is a simple thought to retain. Start each day by thanking the Lord for the gift of life and inviting Him to be in our hearts. That will make every day a better day. Remember to pray to Jesus at least once every day because it builds and maintains a strong relationship with Him. That is how we keep our faith strong. In the Bible it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This Bible verse says it perfectly. As Christians, it's our faith that leads us. And through that faith, with Jesus in our hearts, we lead happier lives. And finally, the last song I'm going to play reminds us all that the act of giving brings us great joy, and it is far better than receiving. Please listen now to my song, "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive."
Many in this world have so much they could share. Some just don't see the need, others just don't care. But when we learn to give, we find the meaning of love. For every good gift comes from God above. God taught us all to love and to give. Open your heart, it's how
was better. Giving is the feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, for we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better than to receive.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Even God Needs to Be Appreciated. We turn to the Lord when we have a problem, and we reach out to Him when we have a need. But how often do we thank God for all He has given us? Do we show our gratitude for each new day of life? It's easy to tell the Lord what we're missing, but He listens even more when we thank Him for all we do have and all He's done for us, because even God needs to be appreciated. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Sean Marcel, and if you'd like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go.